It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important story.
Out here in Colorado, we had a sex education bill that was passed. It was signed by the governor and put into law. I just can't believe what is happening to public education.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
We are now using policy that if you don't affirm something, that they use policy then to take away your businesses.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
Kids are just being bombarded with darkness.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
You know, we need to get back to letting our kids be kids.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo! It is hump day. Welcome, I am Kim Munson, and this is the Kim Munson Show. Let's have a conversation. Be sure and check out my website. That is kimmunson.com, so K-I-M-M-O-N-S-O-N.com. All of the show recaps are there, as well as the podcasts are there. You can find those. I'm learning that not everybody gets up at 6 a.m. to listen to the show. Sometimes they listen at 10 o'clock, and sometimes they go and look to the website and listen, Steve.
It's cool what technology has done in the last 20 years that gives so many options.
Many, many options, and we are there to give you options. So be sure and check out kimmunson.com. And you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Big show planned for you today. We'll talk about some headlines in the first segment. Second segment, Sherry Pyfe with Complete Colorado is going to give us an update on following the money on Proposition CC. And that will be very important. And then
I got to tell you, I'm looking forward to that because I guess the last time we talked about this, there was money coming from some organization in New York City.
Absolutely.
What does New York City care about this type of effort going on in Colorado?
You know, jump in and ask that question.
I'm afraid to ask. Well, actually, I'm not afraid to ask. I'm afraid what the answer might be. Yeah.
Yeah. So she'll be on the second segment. Third and fourth segment, Douglas Bruce, who is the architect of Tabor, Colorado's Taxpayers Bill of Rights, which that is in the crosshairs with this Proposition CC. And so we'll talk about that in segments three and four. That website for him is votenocc.com, and that'll be a great conversation as well. As we look at these issues, we look at them as freedom versus force, force versus freedom. Ultimately, socialism comes down to force. And if something is a really great idea, it doesn't seem like you need to force people to do that. And it is never compassionate to take other people's rights, property, or freedom via force, whether it is with a weapon, sticking a gun in their gut, saying, give me your money, or policy, or unpredictable and excessive taxation. We do realize that some taxation is certainly necessary in a civil society, but we have gone off the rails regarding excessive and unpredictable taxation.
We talked about yesterday, I pointed out a feature we run here, whatever happened to the Constitution, it's a one-minute thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was talked about the Fourth Amendment, illegal search and seizure. Today was talking about the 16th Amendment and taxation, and that would make your hair on your neck stand up, too.
That's the income tax amendment that was passed during kind of the progressive time, progressive, if you will, where in essence it says that the more creative that you are, the more money that you make, the harder that you work, then we're going to tax that. And as we've seen, then we've got a progressive tax, income tax in America today. And so the more creative you are, the harder you work, the more you get taxed. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that that's not fair.
I would encourage the listeners, because sometimes when they hear us go on break or any other of our shows, they kind of go on, you know, on hold in their thinking. If you hear that whatever happened to the Constitution thing, listen to it.
Okay.
It's
very
eye-opening, and it makes you kind of want to throw up.
Okay, with that, we're seeing this when you're talking about the Constitution. The Constitution wanted to keep government limited, and when doing so, that makes the individual big. And we are seeing the continued encroachment on controlling things like transportation, education, energy, housing, water, broadband, you name it. And that is why we do this show, is to get our brains around these issues and so that we can work to make government smaller and the individual bigger. And I want to thank you, Steve. Always appreciate your good work. Zach, Patty, Keith, and Charlie, for all that you do. And thank you to each of you listeners Greatly appreciate you. Be sure and tell your friends about this. If they don't get up this early, have them go to KimMunson.com, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. And the shows, the recaps are there as well as the podcasts are there. And you can listen in. And today, strive for excellence and do something to take care of heart, soul, mind, and body. And that certainly gets you through the day. Let's see here. Let's talk about Patty has been doing great research regarding, she found this website. It is Good Jobs First Colorado Tracker. It's Subsidy Tracker. And we are keeping track of corporate welfare. Now, want to make sure that we know that you know that we think that these companies that we are discussing, they are successful companies. And our point is that these companies do not need government money to maintain their success. We believe that the free market should stand alone without any government interference. And if this company over here, the corporate welfare, they're saying, hey, it's good for us if we pay less in taxes. Well, how about let's just lower taxes across the board without any preferential treatment for choosing winners and losers? So today, and what Patty had found, this is only one of the programs within the quote-unquote the Office of Economic Development. But if you need a reason to vote no on Proposition CC, and I'd also submit on Proposition DD, because they're saying that what that is going to happen there is bringing sports betting into Colorado, and then some of that tax money, they'll tax that, and some of that tax money will go to starting to address our water concerns. And I totally agree, we need to make sure that we get a handle on water, but these two things are unrelated. And it's only supposed to raise about $25 million, $25, $26, $27 million for the water plan. How about let's peel those issues apart? If Coloradans want sports betting, they can vote to have that. And then let's make sure that our legislators do what they're supposed to do and address these water issues. It's going to cost a lot more than $25 million. But, and there is money there when you take a look at this. According to Good Jobs First Colorado Tracker, the Colorado Office of Economic Development and International Trade through the Enterprise Zone Program offered 27 separate tax credit incentive packages to Encana, a Canadian company engaged in hydrocarbon exploration. They're based in Calgary with a market cap of $5.95 billion. They received these awards in the amount of $12,673,000 during the years 2011 to 2017. Encana was also offered four grants during the years 2009 to 2010 in the amount of $1,444,000, and Encana accepted all the funds. Adding this, and so isn't this interesting, though? Steve, if you're a company, as we're talking about this, if the state of Colorado comes to you and says, we're going to offer you, what is it? Total was, let's see. Well, she's got it here, but well, let's say it's about $14 million, let's say. If the state of Colorado comes to you and you're a big company and they say, but we'll give you $14 million, I mean, it's pretty hard to say no to that too, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's so one-sided, and like you say, it takes away the fairness aspect of it. Winners and losers, I mean, any of the, I hate to use the word cliches, that we have thrown at it, and there's nothing cliche about it. It's winners and losers. And why is this entity singled out for preferential treatment? And as I've asked you in the, you know, the last few weeks, what is the motivation?
You know, in a way, you kind, if somebody gives you something, sometimes then you feel beholden to them.
There you go.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. So we started this last Monday. So we are now 10 days into this, and at this particular point in time, through the Office of Economic Development, Colorado state agencies have given away, I get challenged on giving away, let's say they've picked winners and losers, in the amount of $154,825,000. So when you're looking over here at Proposition DD, it's chump change. When you look at how much has been awarded in corporate welfare. And then when you look at Proposition CC, where these politicians, bureaucrats, and interested parties are asking to keep your Tabor tax refunds forever, again, and while they're giving away all this money, they're saying there's not enough money for education and for transportation. And when you look at that, well, of course there's not if in fact you are doing all this kind of corporate welfare. Steve, quick comment before I hop into inspiration and our funnies.
The TV ads that are running, they'll, again, somebody who's probably usually very well healed or very well off is trying to remind the viewers of that this is just a pittance. This is small amount of money. Well, maybe today that's true, but what about 5 years from now, 10 years from now?
And if it's such a small amount of money, then why do they want it so much? Okay.
5 years from now, 10 years from now.
You got it. And that is what they're asking, is that we give up those tax refunds forever, and those taper tax refunds. And the thing about it is that they have to come and ask us on whether or not they can keep that, or whether or not they can raise our taxes, or whether or not they can incur debt. It continues to shed light on what is going on, hold them accountable, responsible government, and that is why they want you to vote on, want to affirm Proposition CC, and that's why you must vote no on Prop CC. Okay, Aristotle, he said, excellence is never an accident. It is always the result of high intention, sincere effort, and intelligent execution. It represents the wise choice of many alternatives. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. I thought that was pretty powerful, Steve.
Yeah. The quotes that you bring, there's not a one that's not powerful. And the fascinating thing to me is the number of years since the quote.
Yeah.
So we think we live in fresh, new, modern times, but and these things that happened in history were just, just history. No. They're very telling.
Yeah, and human nature does not change. Every generation has the same challenges and the same successes. And so that was Aristotle. Our funnies for today. Are you ready, since we're in election season?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let her rip.
And it's baseball season, coming in the World Series as well. What's the difference between baseball and politics? In baseball, you're out if you get caught stealing.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Number two, a fine is a tax for doing wrong. A tax is a fine for doing well.
Yes.
And my favorite mythical creature, the honest politician. I have one headline before we go to break, because we're going to have Sherry on the line here in just a moment. And I'm not sure that you all saw this. This happened, I think, last week, and we just hadn't gotten to it. And this is from Judicial Watch. And says, under a long-term deal sealed by the Obama administration, a Chinese communist company was set to control the second busiest container port in the United States. In an unreported Trump administration victory, the communists are out after a drawn-out national security review forced a unit of China-based Costco, COSCO, shipping holding companies to sell the cherished container terminal business, which handles among the largest freight of imports into the U.S. It all started with a 40-year container terminal lease between the Port of Long Beach in Southern California and Hong Kong. The Obama administration proudly signed the agreement in 2012, giving China control of America's second-largest container port behind the nearby port of Los Angeles. One of the Trump administration's first big moves was to get the communists out of the port of Long Beach. After a national security review and federal intervention, the Long Beach terminal business, which handles millions of containers annually, is finally being sold to an Australian company called Macquarie Infrastructure Partners. That essentially kills China's decades-long contract with the Obama administration. This was hardly reported. But when we talk about the fact that I really think that President Trump cares about everyday hardworking people, and Barack Obama actually signed a 40-year lease giving communist China control over one of our biggest ports, this is really important. So no matter what descriptor you are, black, white, woman, man, gay, straight, whatever it is, this is very important, because this protects all of us from communist China. And when we're looking at freedom versus force, just take a look at what's going on over in Hong Kong. These young students over there are standing for freedom, and you are seeing China is in all kinds of contortions on what to do about it, because they really want to slap this down, but yet the world is looking at it. And that brings us to one other quick headline, and that is that Apple removes an app used to track Hong Kong police after pressure from China. And once again, you have to take a look at these big companies. Instead of standing with those that are standing for freedom, instead, they are capitulating to China. We've seen this with the NBA. Now we see this with Hong Kong, or with Apple, and we've seen it with Google as well. And when all the big globalists have talked about the whole kumbaya moment that we're going to have when there's no borders and we trade with each other and we're all just going to love each other, well, you know, take a look at what is going on in Hong Kong and you realize that that's not true. And so in this whole global question, we always have to ask, are we exporting freedom, which that's what the young students in Hong Kong want, or are we importing tyranny? And President Trump took a big stand on the port of Long Beach and saying, we are not going to import tyranny and we're not going to allow Communist China to have control of one of our biggest ports. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we will be talking some more about Proposition CC and why you should vote no. This is Kim Munson, The Kim Munson Show. We'll be right back.
At Hooters, you can watch the games with all your buddies. And when your buddies are the world-famous Hooters girls, there's always plenty of ice-cold beer and those craveable wings that'll knock your taste buds into next Tuesday. Hooters girls know plenty about football, but we really know the fans who live for it. So hang out with all your buddies all season long at Hooters, your official hangout for game day.
Catch all the games at Hooters and enjoy a Butter Bud Light draft with 10 boneless wings, just $10. Dine for two with the pitcher and nachos, just $20.
Award-winning realtor Karen Levine has 30 years of experience with RE/MAX Alliance. As a director with the National Association of Realtors, Karen Levine works to protect private property rights. Karen Levine believes in homeownership. Because of Karen's love of dogs, Karen volunteers with GRR, Golden Retriever Rescue of the Rockies, helping golden retrievers find their forever homes. Choose Karen Levine to buy or sell your home because she understands that it's more than just a house. Karen Levine comes highly recommended by Kim Munson. Call award-winning realtor Karen Levine with RE/MAX Alliance today at 303-877-7516. That's 303-877-7516.
Don't miss Vino and Veritas, Wine and Truth, a study of the Federalist Papers. Join Kim Munson at Water's Edge Winery in Centennial or Colorado Cork and Keg in Castle Rock. In Fort Collins, attend Vino and Veritas at Ginger and Baker. Kim Munson would like to thank Presidential Wealth Management Loveland, Presidential Wealth Management Greenwood Village, Tina Francone with Straightforward Shooting, and Grand Lake U.S. Constitution Week for their generous support. Vino and Veritas, Wine and Truth, a study of the Federalist Papers. Sign up today.
Hey, welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson, and we are going to have a conversation with Sherry Pfeiff. She is with Complete Colorado. Complete Colorado is really a great news source. They aggregate news from all over the state, as well as they have original content. If you just click on that top banner, Complete Colorado, it'll take you to that. And Sherry Pfeiff, she is really a true investigative reporter as far as she is checking out things, looking for truth on those. And one of the things that we had talked with her last week was the money that was coming in to try to get you to vote to give away your Tabor tax refunds forever. And that is Proposition CC. And Sherry, we just wanted to get an update. What's going on with all the money on Proposition CC?
You know, there hasn't been a whole lot of movement. I don't know if it had been in yet last week when we spoke or not, but there was another $350,000 that came in from the Education Reform Group out of New York City. So there was close to about, I want to say there was somewhere between $750,000 and $1 million of out-of-state money that has already, I don't know what happened there, but there's about $750,000 to $1 million that has come in from out-of-state groups, mostly teachers unions and education reform groups. But one of the things that just happened to hit yesterday that I got noticed about is these flyers are going out in the mail from both the Yes on CC and No on CC groups, And the interesting thing that the Yes on CC group, their name is Coloradans for Prosperity. And the phone calls that I was getting from folks is the confusing nature of their flyers. It almost looks as if they purposely picked a name and purposely picked a way to design the flyers to once again confuse the public, because as you're aware, Americans for Prosperity is one of the no-on-CC groups that is also sending out flyers. So these two flyers get into one mailbox yesterday. One is from Americans for Prosperity, Vote No on CC, and the other one is for Coloradans for Prosperity, Vote Yes on CC. And the Coloradans for Prosperity flyer is designed in such a way that it looks like it's coming from a conservative group. So they're trying to not only, you know, the ballot language is deceiving, the amount of money that's coming in from the out-of-state interest groups that want this to pass, but then they're also trying to deceive the public in just exactly who it is supporting CC.
You know, that's interesting that you brought that up, because I'd seen that as well, and I thought, gosh, that's odd. But now that you mention it, this is kind of diabolically, strategically, it's quite interesting. But Sherry, I go back to, if something is a really good idea, then you don't have to use force or you don't have to use deception. You know, make the case for what you want to do and be honest about it. But there is all kinds of deception around this Proposition CC. And then I think that we'll start talking about this Building a Better Colorado group as well, that is in support of Proposition CC. And initially they had come out and said that they were a nonpartisan group and they were having conversations all over the state to find out what people wanted to hear about making Colorado better. I mean, I think we always want to strive for excellence. But most interestingly, the answer is to take more of your money and give it to government. And I think, make the case for it. Be honest about what you want to do instead of using deceptive language. And just like this Coloradans for Prosperity, Sherry, this is very deceptive.
Yeah, and, you know, it also, talking about the Build a Better Colorado group, one of the things that they talked about at the big rally was that they have these meetings that they then take secret votes amongst their members, and the votes that they take show that, the bulk of the Republicans are also on board. But it's so funny, because what it is it's a group of people made up from, you know, different municipalities across the state that get together, and they never tell us who these so-called Republicans are. How many of the Republicans, you know, you can say the majority of the Republicans in the group are in favor of it, but if you have 100 people in the group and only 3 of them are Republicans and 2 of them are in majority, you still only have 2 out of 100 people that are Republicans that are in favor of it. You know what I mean?
That's for sure. So it's deceptive.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's everything that they've done to this point has been to try to deceive their way to a no, to a yes vote. And if they can't just stand on the grounds of what is so great about it, I don't understand why they feel they have to confuse the voter to do it.
Well, and that's, I think that's the real thing there, is if it's a really good idea, you don't need to use deception and manipulation to get to your outcome. So, Sherry, let's stay in touch on this. I know that you're all over it, and I really appreciate it. And go to Complete Colorado. You are doing super work there, and I really appreciate it, Sherry Pife.
Thanks, Kim, always.
Okay. And Jason McBride, what's going on with the market? Last night was the big Democrat debate. Is the market saying anything about that?
Oh, were they on stage again?
They were on stage again.
well, I didn't notice. Let's see. AOC
the squad now have said that they're for Bernie Sanders.
Oh, are they now? Well, they certainly know how to continue to pick losing ideas.
So what's the market saying, Jason?
Well, yesterday we had a pretty good day, and we've had some pretty good days going back to the beginning of October. And it's interesting, if you look, we've kind of had 3 higher lows, so you've got a pretty good trend there to look at. But October's sometimes a difficult month.
Right.
So far, it's been pretty good this month. Okay. We started off October right off of one of those lows. We've had some pretty decent up days with increasing volume. Earnings reports on some of the banks have started to come out, and they've been better than expected. So that had the market happy yesterday. It looks like the futures are down a tiny little bit this morning. I think we're still kind of going to be controlled, so to speak, Kim, by China headlines, because that trade deal and what's going to happen there still seems to be the market's biggest concern overall.
Okay. And so, it does seem like it's kind of a roller coaster on a short-term basis. And, you know, that can be kind of scary for folks. And it's important that people feel comfortable about where they are regarding their own economic well-being. Even though we watch these big indicators, what happens to you individually is so important.
Well, it is. And, of course, what the markets are doing can affect that. So it's wise to be aware of what's happening. One thing I would say, Kim, is, you know, I know a lot of folks are probably feeling some frustration, like their accounts haven't gone up much the last couple of years, but if you look at what the whole market has done, it hasn't done much of anything going all the way back to very early 2018. So we've had these big swings back and forth.
Okay, well, if you want to have a seatbelt on that roller coaster, be sure and reach out to Jason McBride and his group of colleagues over at Presidential Wealth Management. That phone number is 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600, like 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Jason McBride, thank you so much. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Have a great show.
And we're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll talk with Douglas Bruce, architect of Tabor, the Colorado's Taxpayers Bill of Rights.
Are you looking for news, not propaganda? Ready for a news source you can actually trust? How about a news site that doesn't want to sell you a subscription? Visit CompleteColorado.com to see all the latest news from around Colorado. Complete Colorado's staff scours news sources from around the state and nation to bring you only the top stories that affect you right here in our great state. Updated three times a day, CompleteColorado.com has full-time reporters doing original investigations and reporting like newspapers used to do, as well as opinion and political commentary from a variety of Colorado voices. And CompleteColorado.com is the only place to read columnist Mike Rosen. Always fresh content, always free, always informed. CompleteColorado.com, your complete source for Colorado news.
You want to succeed, so you need to dress for the job, event, or relationship that you seek. For more than 30 years, entrepreneur and stylist Kim Munson has been helping women look their very best. And guys, Kim can help you with made-to-measure shirts that fit great and you'll love to wear. Guys and gals, if you want to up your game, freshen your look, email kim@kimmunson.com for your initial style consult. Kim@kimmunson.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson, and let's have a conversation with Douglas Bruce. Douglas Bruce is the architect of Tabor, the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights, which was an amendment that was passed by the people of Colorado in 1992 that basically says to PBIs, politicians, bureaucrats, and interested parties, three things. If you want to raise our taxes, you just have to ask us. If you want to incur debt that we will have to pay off, you just have to have the good manners to ask us. And lastly, if you want to grow government above a very generous formula of population plus inflation, and you want to keep those additional revenues, you just have to ask us. And Prop CC that is on your ballot this particular November is where politicians and bureaucrats and interested parties are saying, hey, hardworking Coloradans, we don't want to have to ask you. We want to keep those tax refunds forever. So, Douglas Bruce, did I set that up okay?
You did just fine.
Okay. And
the reason that we have that set up, all three themes go back to a phrase in the Declaration of Independence when our country was founded, the consent of the governed. We are the governed. We hire government to do certain things for us to secure and protect our rights. That's what it says. It's very simple, very plain. they don't believe in the consent of the governed. They believe in absolute political and economic power over us. And we're trying to put in our Constitution, which we did, to the consent of the governed. That's all it is. And it's, some people pointed out, it's just good manners that you don't pick somebody else's pocket without asking his permission.
You know, and that brings up a question, and that is that now we're talking about statewide. This question on the ballot is can the state of Colorado keep those Tabor, those Taxpayers' Bill of Rights refunds forever? But actually, I was surprised as I started to learn that many of your counties and your cities and your special districts have already done something that's called detabering. And it's been very sinister, I think, because I think the voters did not realize that embedded in many of these tax questions over the last number of years since 1992, that embedded in those were the question that Colorado is asking now is, can we keep excess tax refunds for whatever it is, city, county, special district, school district, forever? And we didn't realize that was embedded in that language. And so some of these things have been, quote unquote, detabored. On the local levels, I am recommending vote no if two things. If the initial ballot language says without raising taxes, because what that means is they want to extend a tax that's probably ready to sunset. And the other thing is, if you look in the language and if you see Article 10, I think it's Section 20, if you see that referenced in there, they're trying to ask to keep that your tax refunds from the Tabor Taxpayers' Bill of Rights amendment, they're trying to ask to keep that forever. So if you see those two things in any ballot language, I recommend vote no. Douglas Bruce, your thoughts.
Well, you've hit it correctly. Basically, the rule of thumb is if the government says anything in a ballot issue that it put on the ballot, it has to do with money. The answer is no. Just say no. They're only trying to ask for money because they're trying to get around the reasonable limits of the Tabor Amendment. We don't want them to do that. We want to retain our money, and they get to keep the same share that they're getting now, which grows with the economy, but they can't get ever-increasing shares. A bigger share for the government is a smaller share for your family.
Oh, you nailed it.
It's not complicated. And the reason that they get away with this at the local level is that at any one particular county or city or school district, there's only a handful of people that understand the importance of the Tabor Amendment. And they're going against the concentrated forces of government in that county, and the government has the power to put things on the ballot, and people can't spend their lives trying to resist further government encroachments. This thing about CC is the only case where it's on a statewide level, and we have enough people scattered around the state that can unite, as they have, to say the government is lying to you. The phrase without raising taxes is a lie. It's a $1.7 billion tax increase in the next 3 years, according to the government's own figures. And they put it on the ballot knowing that they were lying, knowing that they were trying to cheat people, and they have judges who simply say, well, if the government says it must be true, we aren't going to get into that dispute.
Well, and to that point, when you start out with something being deceptive, the level of truth is already marginalized. You, at your website, votenocc.com, you've created a flyer that you are recommending people print it out and talk with their neighbors about that. It's 14 reasons to oppose unlimited state spending. And let's go through that.
It's also got another side. It's the three-point instructions at votenocc.com. After you print out what's called the flyer, which is the 14 points on one side of the paper, you put the other side of the paper in your printer tray, and you print out the state spending chart, which shows visually that state government revenue has, since Taper, has gone up 354%. 354. Now, your salary didn't go up 354% in 25 years.
No.
So they're trying to say that they've had cuts and they had to make sacrifices and so on. They haven't had to make any sacrifices. Their revenue grows more than $1 billion a year. And in recent years, it's grown more than $2 billion a year. And they want to keep that insane amount of money forever. $1 billion is $1,000 million. That means we could have 1,000 millionaires in Colorado just by diverting some of the excess illegal state revenue back to the private sector.
And that doesn't take into account people having more money in their pocket that they might actually invest, create a new business, and so that would be actually more value to them. And so
that's one of the reasons that, according to U.S. News and World Report, I didn't make this up, they did a survey of all 50 states, and Colorado has the best economy. Colorado is the only place that has Taper, and it has the best economy in the country. And because we have put some very modest brakes on the growth of state government spending. And this only covers one-third of state government revenue. Two-thirds of it doesn't have the Taper limit. So we're only having a growth rate applied to one-third of total state revenue, which is now over $40 billion a year.
Okay, now this information, this flyer, as well as I'm looking at it right now, the Colorado total state spending are both on your website, votenocc.com. And this narrative that there is not enough money, this chart pretty well blows that out of the water. But let's talk about this flyer. I know you've hit a few things. I love what you have on there. Vote no in November. Vote no, it's your dough. And that seems to make a lot of sense. So where do you want to start on this flyer, Douglas?
Well, we could always start with number one.
Okay.
Point number one, those people that don't like to talk about numbers and math and dollars and economics and so on, I'm trying to simplify this down to a true principle, which is what we talked about before, the consent of the governed. The first point says that it's crazy to ask people to vote to give up their right to vote forever. That is, I mean, forever is a long time. When have you ever thought about having something put on the ballot that gives up your rights, takes away your rights, tells you to surrender your rights forever? And not just you, but your children, your grandchildren, your neighbors, everybody else. That's a reckless statement. If they want this year's excess revenue from the prosperity caused by Taper, they can ask for this year's revenue as a dollar amount. That's what Taper requires, is that they ask for a dollar amount so we know what the price tag is.
I like
and
that.
Instead, they're lying and saying, without raising taxes, which is a lie, a $1.7 billion lie, they don't do anything halfway up there in Denver. And they want to tell us not just to give up this year's excess prosperity, but all years, forever, not just for ourselves. We don't have a right. I don't have a right to take away your right to vote. You don't have a right to take away my right to vote. And that's what they want to do, to by tricking people into voting themselves back into slavery. When the government can take all of your money without your permission, you're a slave. People don't want to hear that. They say instinctively, well, I'm not a slave, I'm not black, or I'm not a minority, or I'm not this or that. That has nothing to do with it. The operational fact of issue CC is that you won't have any economic rights anymore. The hard-fought battle for passing Taper which took nine elections, N-I-N-E, nine elections before people finally realized that this was a good thing. And now they, after 25 years of success and prosperity, which they said would never happen, they said that the economy would collapse, we'd be closed for business. They even said that if Tabor passed, when the Pope came next year, he'd probably be assassinated because there would be no police left. I mean, these people are totally shameless. They'll say and do anything. They will lie for money. That's the best definition I know of for politicians, people who lie for money.
Well, yeah, that, very interesting. Douglas, let's go to break. Before we do that, though, I wanted to make a point. I'm trying to find the quote, but I think Maggie Thatcher said that you cannot have freedom if you don't have economic rights. I know that I'm paraphrasing that, but economic rights are so important.
She also did say socialism doesn't work because eventually you run out of other people's money. And that's what the politicians are trying to do. They're trying to spend and live off of other people's money. And they're trying to get you to vote away somebody else's tax refund.
And there is
their right to vote as an American citizen. What they are proposing here, in 55 years of my experience in dealing with politics, I have never seen anything more un-American than this ballot issue, which asks people to vote not only to give up their right to vote, but everybody else's right to vote. If you don't want to vote anymore on election day, stay at home and hide under the bed. But don't take away other people's rights to be free.
You nailed it. And the American idea has actually been people have spent blood and treasure to make sure that they pass on the right for people to vote to the next generation. So I totally agree with you. This is deceptive. And it's almost immoral on what's going on with this Proposition CC.
It is immoral. It's not almost. They are defiling the graves of American soldiers around the world who have tried to defend our rights. And it's infuriating that they would dare to do something so despicable.
Well, let's go to break. Douglas Bruce, architect of Tabor, Colorado's Taxpayers Bill of Rights. We'll be right back.
A reverse mortgage can be an important financial tool for individuals 62 and older. It is essential to understand the process so that all of your questions are answered. With over 17 years in the mortgage industry, Lauren Levy, Polygon Financial Group, has the experience to answer your questions. Lauren knows that each financial transaction is personal. If you'd like to explore your options on a reverse mortgage or with rates down, explore options to remodel your home, buy a rental property, or move, call Lauren Levy at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881 for a mortgage checkup.
You only have a few days left for three scary movies under the stars. The 88 Drive-In Theater will close for the season Thursday, October 24th. So get there now. Open Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Thursday. See an independent film that takes place in a drive-in theater. 47 Hours, rated R, followed by Joker and Rambo Last Blood. Admission is only $9 per person and includes all three features. Get directions now at 88drivein.net.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson, and we are having a conversation with Douglas Bruce. He is the architect of Colorado's Taxpayers Bill of Rights, which was passed in 1992 by the people of Colorado, that basically says to PBIs, politicians, bureaucrats, and interested parties, three things. If you want to raise our taxes, if you want to incur debt that we have to pay off, or if you want to keep additional revenues above a very generous formula for government to grow of population plus inflation, if you want to keep those additional refunds or that additional revenue, you just have to have good manners. You just have to ask us. And Proposition CC, which is on the ballot this November, basically PBIs are saying, hey, hardworking Coloradans, we don't ever want to have to ask you again. So setting that up for you, Douglas Bruce, you have on your website, votenocc.com, 14 reasons to oppose unlimited state spending. We've gone through some of them. Where would you like to go on that list now, Douglas?
Well, I'd like people to think about the big picture. The big picture is, you mentioned our need to vote on debt that we have to pay back. Well, that's pretty much true, but it's also our children and grandchildren who don't have a right to vote on the ballot issue, and they have to pay back the debt. Now, the founding fathers spent their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor, that's a direct quote, for the benefit of posterity. We are their posterity. We are their, they are our ancestors. We are the descendants. And they were thinking about us. They were sacrificing everything to set up a system to implement their ideals about what is a just society. And you don't have consent of the governed if you're paying off trillions of debt at the state and federal level that you didn't have a chance to vote on.
Right, that somebody
else... They shouldn't put this burden on children, people yet unborn. And that's why this CC is so outrageous, is because they say the next generation won't get to vote, and their generation after them and after them and after them will never be able to vote again forever. The people listening in their cars, the people listening at home over their kitchen table, think about that. You're voting the most profound to take away other people's rights and heritage as Americans.
Yeah, it's astounding. And, you know, you have a note here on your 14 reasons to oppose unlimited state spending at votenocc.com. And one of the things that you say, you'll have conversations with people that they'll be very altruistic. They're like, well, I don't need to really get that Tabor Taxpayers Bill of Rights refund. And your comment here is, well, okay, fine, go ahead and just tear your check up, but don't speak for me, right?
Well, that's the point of it. They're asking you to make a decision to take away other people's rights. This is not fundamentally about the short-term refunds of $100 or $200 or $300 over the next 3 years. It's about your right to have any kind of financial control at all over state government, which has exploded in spending 354%. In the 25 years since Tabor passed. So it isn't about the money. I'm not doing this about the money. It costs me a lot more to try to defend my $100, $200, $300 refund over future years. But that's just the first 3 years. This goes on forever, and it's not about the money. It's about citizen control of government. That's what made America different than all the other governments that came before America, is that we said we have to have consent of the governed. We have to control the government. The first three words of the Constitution are we the people, not we the politicians.
Oh, I thought it was without raising taxes, Douglas.
Well, it is for CC, but not the Constitution.
No.
The Constitution is a yellowing document that they have under glass in Washington, D.C., at the National Archives, and people line up and look at it. And I'm asking them not to look at it, but to live it.
Mm. And that is one of the things that has been so unique about America. And everyday hardworking people, when you got government out of the way, you see what has happened to America. It's prosperous. It's thriving. You know, and I think we've taken a lot of it for granted now. But yes, we have resources, but there's other places in the world that have resources. And I submit to you, it's this American idea that has gotten government out of the way that has allowed everyday people to thrive and prosper. And what we're seeing
and
with
it's not a coincidence that the one state out of all 50 states that has Tabor is the one state that has the best economy in the country, according to national surveys. It's not anybody I paid to make a report or a research or whatever. This is objective criterion about our economic prosperity. And this is prosperity that the people who hate Tabor, who hate freedom, who hate citizen-making choices, won't want you to remember that they were against Tabor because they said we would be ruined, that it's government spending that is the key to prosperity. That's why, according to them, communism is the ideal system. But they're wrong, and they've been proven wrong every year for 25 years.
That is for sure. And so now, and the first thing when you start out with an immediate deception without raising taxes, in essence, if you go to McDonald's and you give them a $10 bill, you buy $9 worth of hamburgers and french fries, and they don't give you your dollar in change, they may say they didn't raise the prices over here on the hamburger and the french fry, but when it's all said and done, instead of the hamburger and french fry costing you $9, it cost you $10. So there was a price increase.
The simple way for people to understand this is there's going to be $1.7 billion in excess growth. Excess. They're already getting a growth over the next 3 years for inflation and population on just one-third of their budget that has this limit at all. And they're satisfied with having any regulation on even one-third of total state spending. They want to have no limit on anything forever. And that's ridiculous. That's unlimited government. You can't have freedom when you have unlimited government.
And go ahead.
I was just saying that there are several ways to phrase that, but the way that I try to phrase it is tax limitation is human liberation. If you don't have any limits on your servants, and they are supposedly public servants, then we're headed towards tyranny.
Well, and that is why it is so important, and the American idea is that government should be limited, and it should operate. It has a social contract with the people in the government that says that we, the people, will be the ones that will be, making the decisions on this. So it's so important to vote no on Proposition CC. And going back to just the language, without raising taxes is a mistruth. And then they say that the money will be used for things that are important to us, of transportation and education. There is no guarantee, no legislature can encumber and say how a future legislature would spend this money. So there are two huge mistruths right off the bat. And when somebody isn't telling me the truth to start out with, we're not starting in a good spot. We have a final thought for you, Douglas Bruce. This is a very important conversation. I thank you for this. What is your final thought, Douglas Bruce, who architect of Tabor, Colorado Taxpayers Bill of Rights?
There are even other falsehoods in there. They end up saying, don't worry, because the money will be monitored by an independent audit. And that's a lie. It's being audited by the state auditor, who is hired by the legislature that put this issue on the ballot. And the auditor has no ability to change the spending or order them to reroute their spending or modify their spending or live within the issue CC. He's just a stooge to say, so he can point out how they stole the money. But the issue is to keep them from stealing the money in the first place. And that's why people are going to get 14 points, as you noted, if they just simply go read the flyer at votenocc.com.
Again, that's
and they should ideally, they should then distribute those flyers. Send out 100, send out 500. 500 sheets of paper cost you $5. and you'll not only be saving money economically, you're going to be saving everybody else's right to vote. And so follow the instructions at VoteNOCC.com and have a multiplier effect. If 100 people give out 100 flyers each, that's 10,000. But if those 10,000 people each give out 100 flyers each, that's 1 million, and we will destroy the nasty politicians who put this scheme on the ballot.
Okay, so go to VoteNOCC.com, print out the flyer. On the other side, print out the chart that shows the growth in government spending, and
right.
Be sure and pass this out to friends, family, and colleagues, and make sure...
And mass distribution. You stand at a bottleneck and hand it out as people are leaving the Walmart. As they're leaving, don't annoy the manager by giving it to people as they go in. As they're going back to their car, you just hand them a flyer and say, please vote. You can distribute 200 flyers in 1 hour. And if those people each distribute 200 flyers in an hour, that's 40,000.
Well, there you have it, the
and
multiplier effect.
If those people
effect.
Do it, you've buried the opposition.
So make a difference.
For freedom.
Make a difference. Go to VoteNOCC.com, print out the flyer, be sure and help your sphere of influence understand this, and certainly you can do what Douglas recommended, is hand it out maybe at the soccer game, a variety of different places, and just be sure and make sure that you vote and you encourage others to vote no on Proposition CC. Douglas Bruce, thank you so much. Again, that website is VoteNOCC.com. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, Kim.
And our quote for today is from Aristotle. He said, the most perfect political community is one in which the middle class is in control and outnumbers both of the other classes. So today, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. This is Kim Munson signing off. God bless you, and God bless America.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.